What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
301 here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Neugauer. It is after hours here on the Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. You got to feel great for Mitchell Robinson. You go back to a couple years ago and Joel Embiid, quite dirtily, if that's even a word. I just made that word up. It feels like it should be a word. Get me Webster Dictionary on the phone. Add that word there. And have him CC me on the email, so I know that they got it. They dirtily, that Joel Embiid, he injured Mitchell Robinson. And it kept him on the shelf for quite some time. And Mitchell Robinson is a gentleman. He is a first-class gentleman. He is the longest-tenured Nick. And Embiid is a jerk and a crybaby and a hypocrite. Clearly the villain in this situation. And much like any great movie or any great story, or any great wrestling angle, the villain, they get their comeuppance. They do a dastardly act. They do something to hurt, injure, affect in a negative way our hero, our protagonist. And the reason you continue to watch the movie, the reason you continue to watch the TV show or watch the wrestling angle unfold is because you have faith that the villain is going to get theirs. And the hero is going to get their revenge. They're going to get their lick back. They're going to get their moment. And the moment that they get will be one, hopefully, if it's a great movie or a great story or a great wrestling angle or a great sports moment, if it's done properly, it becomes iconic. And when it comes to Mitchell Robinson and his revenge on Embiid, I don't think you could have asked for anything better. Team-wise, collectively, in a sense that the Knicks dismantled the Sixers, they swept them, they dropped a 140 on them in the clincher. The fans invaded the building. The Knicks fans invaded Philly. It was just an overall belt-to-ass smash spot. Completely one-sided. A total runaway, one-sided series sweep for the Knicks. So on that hand, Mitchell Robinson got his revenge. And the only game that the Sixers actually showed up for and their best shot of winning was the game that Embiid didn't play. So he got his revenge because his team got revenge. But he ultimately needed his own individual revenge. And that came on Friday night. As Mitchell Robinson completely and utterly posterized Joel Embiid. In what is an iconic image, right? I mean, especially if this team wins a championship. That's a Mount Rushmore, because it was over the back of Embiid, the most hated player as far as Knicks fans' hatred towards an opposing player that we currently have. Or neck and neck of Halliburton. Certainly right there. Halliburton will get his too, don't worry. And I've seen that image 1,000 times in the last couple days. And I'm going to see it 1,000 more, I'm sure, in the next couple. Because it was so sweet. It got a huge reaction at the bar I was at. It was an incredible, incredible dunk. And then when you consider the fact that it was on Embiid, the guy that injured him dirtily, the word I just made up, a couple years ago, it was sweet, sweet revenge. And good on Mitchell Robinson. Because he is a first-class gentleman. He is the longest-tenured Knick. He, more than anybody, understands the struggles that the Knicks have been through because he was there for a lot of it. And for him to get this moment in that building against that player was perfect. It was sweet, sweet revenge. And it was so satisfying to see that because it was so deserving on both ends. Not only for Mitch to get his moment, but for Embiid to get his moment, to get his comeuppance. And for the good guy to and the good guy team to be victorious, and the villain team to suffer an embarrassing loss, not only in the game, but in the series. Because that's exactly what this was. This was as embarrassing an overall performance that you will ever see from a so-called sports town, as Josh Hart would say. Because Philly did not show up. Their players didn't show up. Their fans didn't show up. And much like I said a couple years ago, and you can go back and check my tweets or the tapes, I said the Knicks and the city want it more. New York wants it more. The Knicks want it more. And that was a hard-fought, tough, electric, physical, exciting, awesome series. But I knew all along the Knicks were going to win because they wanted it more. The city wanted it more. The fans wanted it more. Starving for this. Plus, we're seeing a rival city. One that we can't stand. The Knicks wanted it more. And we as Knicks fans wanted it more. We as a state, as a city, as a tri-state area, wanted it more than Philly. And then this go around, it wasn't even close who wanted it more. Because the Knicks fans showed up, they showed out, they packed that building. And we've heard from several people that were there either Friday night or Sunday night. And the percentages that I'm hearing, and you could see it on the broadcast, you could hear it, more importantly, on the broadcast. The percentage of Knicks fans that invaded that building, it might have got up to about 80% on Sunday. To the point where the Sixers were getting the Brooklyn Nets treatment when the Knicks are at Barclays Center, where net players are getting booed. I've been there for those. It's something else. In your own building, getting booed. Because that's how much of a takeover it is by Knicks fans anytime they are in Brooklyn. Well, that's what the Sixers got. In what is a rough, tough, so-called sports town, the Sixer players in Philly were getting booed. Not by their fans, but by the Knicks fans. And loudly. Because there were more Knicks fans in the building than Sixer fans. Now, as far as the fans that did show up on Sunday, if you're a Sixer fan, look, there's two ways to go about it. I'm certainly not going to criticize either way because it's two schools of thought. if you're in a situation there where you say, you know what, the series is over, and it was, and you knew exactly what was going to happen. Like, to me, Sunday's outcome, sports is tough to predict. That's what makes it so great. We watch sports for two reasons, well, three reasons. One, and most importantly, to get away from our family. Two, because it provides something that we all seek as not only sports fans, but as humans. It provides hope.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
So get away from our families, hope, and it's unpredictable. That's the third reason. Even when you think you know what's going to happen, sports can give you an unpredictable outcome. Well, when it came to Sunday, one of those three were true. Yes, if you went to the game and you left mom hanging, yeah, you got away from your family. But, or if you were watching it. Now, you could be watching it with mom, of course, but if for some reason you didn't. But the other two, hope, there was zero hope for the Sixers, and there was zero unpredictability. This was a team and a franchise that were going to the sports slaughter, so to speak. I knew it. We all knew it. The best punch that we were going to get from Philly was going to be on Friday. And when they took that early lead and the Knicks weathered the storm and then they cruised to a 3-0 series lead, this game on Sunday was a wrap. It was going to be a four-quarter party. And the Knicks opened up with a historical shooting performance and they never looked back. So if you're a Sixer fan, you knew that was going to happen. Maybe not the historical nature of it, but you just saw what the Knicks did to Atlanta. In Atlanta when they dropped 140 plus in that game, and they completely just set records by being up 47 points at the half. If you're a Sixer fan going on, we're going to have the same fate here. Why the hell would I go to this game? It's Mother's Day. I'm going to try to make a couple of schkarols. You know that a couple boxes of ziti. You know the Knicks fans are just itching to get down here because they want to be a part of something special. So I'm going to sell my tickets. So I wouldn't shame anybody that did that. It's embarrassing. It's a horrible look for a so-called sports town. For a rough, tough sports town, it's a horrible look. But it's tough to shame anybody. On the flip side, anybody that went to that building that was a Sixer fan to be there for the so-called sports funeral, I can't shame that person either. Because some people are wired that way. They feel like they got to be there to see it. And they have to experience it. It toughens them up. But boy, if you were in that building and you were six or that had to be demoralizing, deflating, embarrassing. As Big Brother strolls into town and just completely takes you apart on the court and then in the stands. And all the viral videos that we saw in the hallways and on the street. And I was a part of a few of those a couple years ago. Not this year. Didn't make it down. But anybody that was a part of it knows what I'm talking about and how special that is. If you could bottle up those emotions and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. If I could bottle up those emotions and sell them, I would no longer be on this radio station. I wouldn't need Al Dukes to be my agent. We'd be all good. I'd be out of here. You would never hear Loogie ever again unless you were somewhere on a yacht with me for whatever, partying with supermodels. Because I would not be talking about sports. I would be, but I wouldn't be talking about a microphone. Because I'd be a billionaire. Could you blame me? Think about this radio station. If anybody became, who was the only host that would host here if they were a billionaire? You got it. Evan. That's it. Everybody else would be out of here. You know that. We love the job, but for $1 billion? $1 billion smackaroos? That's a lot of money. But that's the feeling that you get when you are going into an opposing team's building, you take it over and you win. If you could bottle that and give it away to people, or sell it, I should say, you would make billions. Because it's just a feeling that is indescribable. I'd love to describe it to you, but I can't. You just have to experience it as a sports fan because it is the best. It's the best. And then when you also add in that it's a hated rival, it's a city that we have zero love and respect for. It's a city that wishes they were like New York. They'll never be when it comes to a sports town or anything that you can measure a city on. You know, the big bad wolf turned into a sheep and went quietly into the night as they got the Brooklyn Nets treatment, which is you look around and your entire building is basically filled with Knicks fans and the players on the Sixers were getting booed throughout the game anytime they touched the ball. And you could hear Deuce chants from Broad Street to Midtown Manhattan. That's a tough one. Especially when you consider that the Flyers also got swept. And it's May 11th and the Phillies already fired their manager. My guess is they'll be talking Eagle football by Wednesday and they'll never look back. Because what's there to talk about with your hockey team and with your basketball team? Nothing. Because you got embarrassed on the court and off it. It was such a, and really I think for all New York, you don't have to just be like, because I know the coalition, but even the coalition of Knick haters who are nervous. I'm sure they're going to hold a meeting and several over this week because things are getting dicey now. Evan Roberts leads the coalition. We know that. Draymond Green is in the coalition. Charles Barkley's in the coalition. although Charles is starting to come around a little bit. But Charles has been in the coalition. Shaq's in the coalition. Richard Jefferson's in the coalition. The coalition of Nick-haters. They're going to have a lot of meetings this week because they know it's getting dicey. They know it's getting close. They know the possibility is real now. The Knicks are only 8 wins away from a championship, which would be the worst day in the life of a member of the coalition of Nick-haters. But even the coalition, they probably had a half a smile on their face on Sunday because it was inevitable. The Knicks are inevitable. Positive Tommy's inevitable. So at least it was at the expense of a city that we all agree around here we don't like and have no respect for. Their fans, their sports teams, zero. So to see that happen to them, not only on the hardwood, but on the ice, and then when you consider the baseball season they're having, whew. Even if you're not a Knicks fan, even if you're a Knicks hater, you could still take a step back, crack a half a smile for a half a second and say, you know what? Philly is the butt of every sports joke in America right now, based on what happened to them this weekend. Everybody is making fun of them. And they should. Because that is a rough look. Nothing worse. That is just emasculating when you are in a building and it's all the opponent's fans. And you are getting completely and utterly boat raced in a sweep. Sweep. Not even a gentleman's sweep. Although, and that makes sense too, because you know what? We have no gentlemanly love for the city of brotherly love. So why would we have a gentleman's sweep? We would not have a gentleman's sweep. We would just sweep you traditionally 4 games. And that's exactly what the Knicks did without OG Anunoby. And we'll never find out in terms of Anunoby, the severity of the injury. Who the heck knows? Because the next time the Knicks play a game is when you would expect that Anunoby to be back from a injury that he suffered, which would be over a week. Because the Knicks are not going to play a basketball game. The earliest would be Sunday, based on my extensive research. And if the series between the Pistons and Cavs goes long, meaning 7 games, game 1 will be next Tuesday. So that's a long time. Plenty of time for OG Anunoby to rest, which he needs it. I'm not sure the team needs to rest. I kind of like the momentum that they have right now. I wish they were playing a basketball game tomorrow against whoever they're going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals, in all likelihood, Detroit. At least that's who I think is going to win the series. I'd love to ride the wave of this momentum. But getting Anunoby healthy, Josh Hart's a little banged up with the hand that he had surgery on. So there's some guys that are walking wounded. But boy, the momentum, and that's always the conversation, rest versus momentum, rest versus momentum. Well, when you're this good and you're on this great of a roll, which is exactly what the Knicks are doing, you're going to be resting. Because whether it was the Hawks in the back end of that series, whether it was Philly in this series, these teams have been no match for the Knicks' firepower. As they have now leveled up, they have kicked it into another gear, and they are showing the promise that we all thought they had throughout this season. Like, you get glimpses of it. They'd have a game or two or three or four where you go, boy, they are the best team in the league. On any given night, they could beat anybody. And then there were other nights where you're like, that was weird. Or even a 5 or 6 game stretch where you're like, okay, what's going on? Where was that team that put up 150 points and looked unstoppable? Well, that team has shown up in 7 straight playoff victories and historical closeout wins. Historical. So this team is making history on their way to hopefully winning a championship. And before we could talk about that, we got to talk about the next round, but there is no opponent yet. So it's a great place to be as a fan because you can celebrate and bask in the glory of what just took place. Not only in the 2 games in New York, but most especially in the 2 games in Philadelphia. And you have a week to kick back, relax, and enjoy it. And laugh in the faces of Philly. Because they would do that to us. and they certainly deserve this. And boy, Phillies had it. They've had a rough run. When you consider the way the Phillies were eliminated last year, tough one. That's a tough one. That one stung. Yeah, not good. Not good. The way the Eagles lost to the 49ers at home, yeah, that's rough. In your own building. Yeah, it's a long offseason when that happens. The Flyers got swept. Eesh, yikes. Hockey team getting swept? And then your basketball team, perhaps most embarrassingly of all, gets the floor wiped with them, and then nobody all weekend long from your fan base shows up, and the Knicks fans not only showed up, they showed out, flexed their muscles, basically walked into your apartment, sat on your couch, spilled something on your couch that you're not going to be able to get out. The stain is one of those things that are not able to be washed out. Drank all your beer, ate all your chips, made like 16 collect calls, went to the bathroom, dropped a deuce, didn't flush, walked out, left, said, hey, enjoy that cleaning bill. Because that's exactly what the Knicks did to the team, and that's what the fans did to that city. Went in there, stomped their feet all over the place, got mud all over the floor, and then said, the job is done. Enjoy the offseason. And enjoy another chapter of a New York sports team eliminating a Philly sports team, which is becoming commonplace now. It's becoming commonplace. And the Knicks are front and center with that as they've eliminated the Sixers now in the last couple of years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie here in the late night. We'll get back to your calls on the Knicks. We'll get into what Josh Hart had to say about Philly and them being a so-called sports town. We have a lot left to do here. There's another hour and a half on the show. Got you till 5 a.m. with Al and Jerry in the warm-up show. So your calls, more topics on the Knicks, plenty to talk about, plenty to celebrate here after a dominating one-sided series sweep over the Sixers. The number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. vistaprint.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
3:29 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. You know, when you have a series of victory like this, and it is completely and utterly one-sided, you're not just going to have one or two or even three major contributors. Really, every man on this Knicks team contributed to this one-sided, belt-to-ass series sweep of Philadelphia. And that says a lot about this team, not only the way it was constructed by Leon Rose, the architect of the Knicks, the guy that deserves the most credit, really. I mean, you want to credit Jalen, of course. You want to credit Tibbs for building this team up. Absolutely. There are many that contributed to it, but Leon Rose is the architect. He is the guy that has pushed all the correct buttons. Even at times when people didn't think he pushed the right buttons, give it time, much like Novocaine, it always works. Leon Rose has turned the Knicks into a team that is now in the Eastern Conference Finals for a second straight year and is 8 wins away from a championship and playing the most dominating basketball that I have seen in my life, which spans a lot of decades of Knick basketball. But it has been absolutely sensational. So credit Leon Rose for building this bench, bringing back a Shamet, trading for Alvarado, bringing in Clarkson, and then credit Mike Brown. This is one of the reasons why he was hired, was to not only utilize the bench, but to give those bench players the confidence to thrive in his system, which is exactly what you have seen in this playoff so far. When Mikal Bridges was struggling in the first round, before he turned it up in the last game against the Hawks, it was Clarkson. It was Alvarado. They stepped up in a big-time way. Two guys that had fallen out of favor in the rotation at times in the regular season, but they are veterans. They were identified by Leon Rose as, in Clarkson's case, sixth man of the year, former sixth man of the year, instant offense, guy that could get buckets. When it comes to Alvarado, a point guard, a true point guard to back up Jalen Brunson, a guy that is scrappy, grew up a Knick fan, tremendous defensively, Grand Theft Alvarado, could get you steals at a moment's notice. Both of them were huge acquisitions for the bench. Then you bring back a Shamet, a guy that should have been getting minutes last year, a pro's pro, a guy that has been in big games before, a guy that could deliver in big spots. And then in this series, on Friday night it was Shamet, and then on Sunday it was Deuce McBride. And Deuce got the scoring off on the right foot, three after three after three, finished with 25 points in 29 minutes, which is ridiculous. That's like video games. That's like when you play either on the easiest mode on a video game, or you're playing like your little brother and you just beat him by 40. That was stupid. And I mean that in a good way. That's a little lingo there. It was stupid. Three after three after three after three. And you're seeing all the contributions from this bench. And that's what makes the Knicks scary. A couple of years ago, when Anunoby went down, they were up 2-0 against the Pacers. The wheels fell off. And it was a disastrous, still stings, losing that sixth game in Indiana and then the just drubbing at the hands of the Pacers in Game 7. But it started with Anunoby getting hurt. Which is exactly what happened in this series. Two games in, 2-0 lead, Anunoby out. But the results weren't the same. Because this is a better and deeper team. Now, certainly you don't want to lose Anunoby for any long stretch. And luckily, the Knicks are equipped in the couple of games that he is going to ultimately miss, which is Game 3 and 4, because he'll be back for the Detroit series. I'd be stunned if he's not. There were many that thought he was going to play on Sunday. I was skeptical of that. Even, we'll never know, but it would have been an interesting scene to see if Philly had won Game 3, what they would have done with Anunoby. I personally would have rested him, because I thought the series was going to be over in 4 or 5. I thought maybe Philly gets a moment in Game 3, Knicks come back in Game 4, win, and then win in Game 5. You don't need Anunoby for any of those. And I certainly didn't want to risk further injury or in a situation where you are favoring one body part and you end up hurting the other. That happens sometimes with me when I'm on the couch. I'm like, I'm cramping a little bit. I want to get up because I want some potato chips, but then I'm worried I might hurt my back because I'm favoring the cramp. Especially those cramps you get in your toes. Those could be debilitating. And then you're trying to work through that and you throw your back out. So I certainly wouldn't want that for myself in my TV viewing on my couch. And I definitely wouldn't want that for the most one of the most prized possessions on the Knicks, and that's OG Anunoby. Just look at the records. When Anunoby is in the lineup, see what the Knicks win-loss record is as opposed to when he's not in the lineup. But even that didn't matter in this series. And that's twofold. One, this team is deeper than they've been in years past. And two, they're just flat out better than the Sixers, who had absolutely zero depth. But when you look at the ingredients for a championship team, and you start to say, okay, this is a familiar place now, 2 years in a row, they're 8 wins away. Don't worry about the West, doesn't matter, that's the finals. Let's focus on the next round. I think it's going to be the Pistons. I'd be stunned if it's the Cavs. They're gutless. James Harden is a sports loser. When you get in bed with a guy like that, you get what you deserve. I would be stunned if the Cavs won the series. Stunned. Even though the Cavs were neck and neck with the Knicks in terms of odds going into the year to make the finals. Now, Vegas knows a lot more than I do, especially when it comes to that type of stuff. So in theory, a Knick-Cav Eastern Conference Finals is exactly what they would have predicted. But they didn't see Detroit coming. They didn't see Detroit having the one seed. They didn't see them having home court. And when the Cavs didn't split the first two games, in my opinion, it was pretty much over. Now look, I would love for the Cavs to win the series. I'd be doing cartwheels if the Cavs win the series. Cartwheels. I just don't see it happening. So we're going to put the Pistons through. They're up 2-1. And even if the series is tied at 2 after Game 4, I am fully confident the Pistons take care of business. But looking ahead to next series, which is a step up in competition, no doubt, and the Knicks will no longer have home court if it is the Pistons. When you start looking at the ingredients, what it takes to win a championship, you need star power. The Knicks have that. They have Brunson, they have Towns, and in his own way, OG Anunoby is a star. If OG Anunoby had his own team where he was the guy, he'd be Kawhi Leonard. That's how good he is. He just has to take a secondary role on this team because you already have your two all-stars that have to eat in Cat and Brunson. So you have star power. You have continuity. This team has been together now for a minute. And through that, you get the chemistry. Through that, you get the experience. They have the depth. They're going 10 deep now, which is what the Thunder do, which is what a lot of championship teams do. They have depth. So star power, continuity, chemistry, experience, depth. And They have a head coach that has made all the necessary adjustments. He was outcoached by Quinn Snyder early on in the Hawks series. No doubt about it. Mike Brown had an awful game two, and he had a worse game three in that series. And the Knicks were essentially playing for their season in game four, and their backs were against the wall. And Mike Brown especially, because if they had lost that series, he would have been gone. He would have been out of a job. There's no shot he was coming back. And you had to fight through that report that came out, I believe, I don't think it was right before the series. I think it was during the series. Might have been out of The Athletic. But it was a report that Mike Brown, even if the Knicks make the finals, now obviously wins the championship, it'd be different. But even if he makes the finals, he still could be out of a job, which is absurd, but bridges you cross when you get there. But I don't know about that, but what I do know is if he had lost to the Hawks in the first round, Mike Brown would have been out of a job. And understandably so. You can't fall that short. Look, the Knicks organization stuck their neck out on the line by getting rid of Tibbs. And there were a lot of factors, in my estimation, of why. This perception that there's a ceiling with Tibbs coach teams, which there has been throughout his career in multiple stops. The idea that Tibbs is stubborn and doesn't want to get along with the program, whether that's with his staff or upper management / ownership, which in the modern sports world, you have to be adaptable. Everybody has a shelf life. And these are guys that have won like championships that have that shelf life. Like, Tibbs doesn't have that. As important as he was to building this program and getting this team to a level where they could be in the playoffs year in and year out and have an opportunity to contend for a championship, something they didn't have for decades, you still have a shelf life. And if you're not going to get along with the program, and if you're going to be stubborn, I don't care if you made the Eastern Conference Finals. That's not the NBA Finals, and that's certainly not a championship. So the Knicks stuck their neck out on the line for that because it was not well-received. There was certainly a portion of the Knicks fan base that was unhappy with it. And then the hiring process, which harkened back to the LOL Knicks days, which was ridiculous and absurd. The Knicks were doing their due diligence. They did nothing wrong by calling teams up and asking if their coach could be made available. That's smart. Why wouldn't you do that? When you're in high school, I don't care if the hottest girl in school is dating the quarterback. Hey, how's things going with Charlie? You'd be an idiot not to. Now, you might catch a beating, but so what? Well, I'm not going to ask that girl to prom because she's going to say no. How the hell do you know? Maybe she wants you to ask. You never know. There's no harm in asking. And that's what they did. Now that the phone was hung up a million times, right in their face, and it became LOL Knicks for a good portion of the summer before they made the hire. But I knew all along, and I know the real ones knew all along, that it was due diligence. It's not that they didn't have a plan. It's not that they didn't know what they were doing. It's not that they hastily fired Tibbs. No, they fired Tibbs for all the reasons I'm laying out. The perception of a ceiling, him not getting with the program, a stubbornness to not play the bench, develop young players, to not work in a committee, all those things. That's why he was, and I think also players didn't go to bat for him. And everybody wants to point to certain players that didn't go to bat for him. Because it's easy to just say, well, it was Bridges and Cat. I wouldn't be surprised if it was other players that didn't go to bat for Tibbs. Players that have more stroke than those two. But whatever, that's all speculation. Doesn't matter, because Tibbs is out of here. And clearly, Mike Brown was the correct choice. And Mike Brown is doing everything over the last seven games in the playoffs that you hired him for. Play the bench. Unlock Bridges, which he has. Unlock Karl Anthony Towns, which he has. Have a prolific offense that's putting up 140-plus points in series-clinching wins in the playoffs. That does not happen. Historical performances. That's why you hired him. And he's working within the confines of his coaching staff in terms of communication, continuity, and also Leon Rose, ownership, everybody. They're in sync. Not the boy band, but they're just on the same page. And that has created an environment and a basketball team that is the most dominant that I have ever seen. And just put together seven of the most convincing and breathtaking wins that you'll ever see in the playoffs. Eight more wins to go. Four that are staring in front of their face are the most important. The opponent is not yet known. In all likelihood, it's going to be the Pistons. But it's impossible to argue against Mike Brown right now being the guy and the Knicks' decision to go this route, because they are a runaway freight train right now, and they haven't been that in years past. It's been tough, grinded out series, and they have gone downhill now, and it looks like they're not going to be stopped. And that's the reason you hire Mike Brown. To not only unlock Bridges, who, what, he was the best player in the series for the Knicks. Certainly right up there. If you disagree with me on that, fine. But he was right there. And when you look at where Bridges was at after Game 3, he had just come off of a missed shot at the end of the game in Game 2, a chance to win the game. And then Game 3 against the Hawks, 0 points. Zero. Four turnovers in that game. He had more turnovers than points, rebounds, and assists combined. The lowest point in Mikal Bridges' Knicks career was that moment. There were talks of him being benched, which I credit Mike Brown for not benching him. It was the right thing. Clearly, it gave Mikal the motivation and the support that he needed to finally turn the corner. And not only be the great defensive player, the great wing defender that he is, and has been throughout his Knicks career, but to also be the aggressive offensive player that this team needs. And that's why Leon Rose gave up all those picks for him, because he's a great two-way player. He's just like Ananobi. He was excellent in Phoenix. He was excellent in his early stages in Brooklyn. There's a reason I, along with all my fellow Knicks fans, were excited when Bridges was traded. There was a reason Net fans were upset when Bridges was traded. It's because you know how good he is and how important he can be as that missing piece, that final Infinity Stone. Well, to say he had an up and down career up until this point with the Knicks is an understatement. Moments in the playoffs that you certainly remember and certainly appreciate against the Pistons, against the Celtics last year, for sure. But way too many of the clunkers. 0 points, not aggressive, bad body language. And that was all turned around in the final game of the Hawks series, and it bled over into the Philly series, where he has been completely and utterly awesome. Awesome. And if the Knicks win the championship, they could have given up 100 picks. They could have traded the Nets 6,000 picks. It would not matter. Because the ultimate goal would have been accomplished. And the way Bridges is playing right now, he is just as important as anybody on that team right now to the success that they are having. Which is exactly why, because it was a big swing. You know, Leon Rose, as he's building this team, as the architect of this team, and certainly, it's, I mean, he's the best executive in New York sports. He had a couple of big swings. Bridges and Towns. And they really go hand in hand. But those were meant to be the final, or the two big swings, big pieces to give you the core of a championship roster. You had Brunson, you had Hart, you had Ananobi. Ananobi, another great one. You give up two homegrown players. Wasn't necessarily the most popular move to get rid of both of them. They were never going to pay IQ, so that made sense to flip them. RJ Barrett is ball dominant. He doesn't work in the flow of an offense with guys like Brunson. Just doesn't. Where Anunoby does, because he could just work off the ball. I don't want to say camp in the corner, but he could hang in the corner, the dunks on the fast break. He's just a better fit with Brunson because he doesn't need the ball in his hand. And he's a demon defensively. And the Knicks sucked defensively before he got here. Sucked. They couldn't stop anybody. And Anunoby was that guy. That first sign to go along with Hart, to go along with Brunson. And then, of course, that was a scrappy team that everybody fell in love with. And then the changes to to Bridges and to Cat were met with caution, cautiously optimistic. And I remember some first night, oh, this feels different. The body language is off. This Cat, this is not the Nick. This isn't the dudes and dogs that do damage, Tommy. What happened to our dudes and dogs? They're all gone. They've been damaged. Okay. Yeah, some grittiness was traded off. Yeah, some toughness. Maybe some bully ball. But you know what the Knicks were after those two players arrived? Better. More talented. You know how you win championships? Talent. And when you can combine that talent with experience, with continuity, with chemistry, and the right head coach, and you build your bench, and not only build the bench, more importantly, utilize the bench, you have what we have now, which is the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. And a team that is on the doorstep of making the NBA Finals for the first time in decades. A team that has the coalition of Knick haters quivering in fear as they go to bed tonight. They probably already have gone to bed, or they're waking up today, scared you know whatless. Emergency meetings all week, led by Evan. How are we going to stop the Knicks? This is tough. How are we going to do this? Good luck. Because it wasn't overnight. But Leon Rose has put this team in a position where they have all the ingredients to win a championship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Listen, I'm a Knicks fan since the early 80s. I definitely want to see them win. I know they're playing great, okay? You know, when you say that this is why you hire a coach like Brown, I mean, look, Brown was like the seventh or eighth pick that they wanted, okay? So, I mean...
Well, they did their due diligence and called teams up, for sure. Look, if you could get Eric Spoelstra, you would certainly welcome him with open arms to your organization. Yes, they did shop around, which any team should do when they have an opening, for guys that are already hired and have jobs.
Right. No, definitely. And, you know, I just want to see them when it comes to playing Detroit. They get blown out, and then we're going to be right back to the same point we were two and a half weeks ago. But
what do you mean?
No, meaning that if they play Detroit and get blown out in the first game, everybody's going to be back to like 2 weeks ago about, you know.
That's the way it works. I mean, obviously, when you lose, and if you lose in decisive fashion, there's going to be frustration and there's going to be some panic. But I would imagine the players in that room and the coaching staff are going to understand what they have and what they've been doing, and they'll be able to bounce back from that. I don't see it going that way, but look, I respect Detroit. I think it's going to be a very tough series, no doubt about it. It's not going to be a pushover or a walkthrough or a boat race or a dog walk or anything like that. But I think that the Knicks, if it does go that way, ugly in game one, they'll be able to respond.
No, I mean, I think so, too. The only thing I worry about, it's like I'm watching a game today, and it's like 3 or 4 minutes to go, and for some reason, Towns decides to try to, like, you know, posterize somebody. He almost broke his wrist.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, I, look, like, you don't want to see any player get hurt. Yeah,
right.
I mean, listen, but he didn't get hurt. So I'm with you in the sense that early on in the game, like in the second quarter, I almost felt like a mom going to the playground and pulling his son by the ear or whatever and, come home, Timmy, because I didn't want to see a player get hurt. So, and I knew Embiid's out there, and he's a jerk, and he's a dirty player, so I didn't want to see anybody get injured. Clarkson almost looked like he got hurt. Hart almost looked like he got hurt. Cat almost looked like he got hurt. So I was being cautious, too. I understand that. But luckily, everybody came out of the series in this game good. Anunoby will be back next week, and they're going to be full strength for the Pistons. That's all that matters.
You know, real quick, if you got a second, about the Mets. You know, I really wanted to see them make a manager change.
Listen, we got plenty of time to talk about the Mets. And I'm sorry to cut you off there, but we got a whole week of that. This is a night of celebration for the Knicks. That felt like one of those conversations where he was just kind of setting me up to go to the Mets stuff. Yeah, you ever meet, you got a coworker like that just asks you how you're doing, but the only reason they ask you how you're doing is because they want you to volley back so that they could tell you about their kids. I don't give a bleep about your kids. Why do I have to sit here and talk to you about this? So a lot of times when I see a person like that coming, I will not volley back. They'll ask me how I'm doing, and I'll just say, good, and I'll keep typing away on my computer or doing whatever I'm doing because I know they're a punisher, and I know that they're just looking to be self-serving and talk about their life. I'm like, I don't care about your kids. We all have people like that at our office. I feel like, and you seem like a nice fella, but I felt like that's what that was because your Nick points were very, like, negative when this... Look, I understand because we took a caller earlier, and I gave that person credit because I thought it was put a pin in this. Hey, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Didn't cost us against the Sixers. Didn't cost the Knicks in this series. But down the line, when you play the Pistons, when you play the Thunder, if you do that, it's going to be a problem. And perhaps you don't recover from those mistakes. So I understand that. Because it can't all be sunshine and rainbows. It can't all be bliss. Although it'd be nice for one night. I mean, considering that what they did to Philly, especially off the court, as they embarrassed an entire city with the way they took over the building that is my fellow Knicks fans. But that one felt like just, you know, you wanted to get to the Mets, which we will get to. We have plenty of time. You even said, if you have a second. If I have a second, I have a million seconds. How many seconds do you think I have? Ton of seconds. But I'm always focused. I have seconds and I'm focused, especially on the Fan Focus, which is presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. Josh Hart, this is in a weekend that had some pretty good quotes. And certainly Pete Alonso's quote about David Stearns was right up there. But this one, to me, takes the cake. Josh Hart after the game. This is about how many Knicks fans and how shocked he was that there were that many Knicks fans in Philly. Quote, I used to think Philly was a sports town. I don't know if it is anymore. Sending Philly into the Shaolin land. Flawless victory. I mean, that is, not only did we beat you, not only did we embarrass you, not only did we sweep you, Josh Hart is saying Philly is no longer, not forget bad sports town, you're not even a sports town. You don't register on the sports town meter anymore. And I mean, when you consider what happened to their hockey team, what happened to their basketball team, what happened to their baseball team already firing the manager, when you consider that it was 80% Knicks fans on Sunday and Sixer players were getting the Brooklyn net player treatment when the Knicks invade Barclays and it's all Knicks fans in there and players are at the line for the Nets and they're getting booed. You don't even register as a sports town anymore. That's a tough one to come back from. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We got one more hour here before Al and Jerry take over at 5 a.m. So we'll wrap up with all your calls. We'll get into some Knicks topics that we've discussed here. But for the new audience here, about how dominant a run this is, the unlocking of bridges, Carl Anthony Towns playing the best basketball of his career, the reasons you hire Mike Brown are on full display here. So there's a lot of branches. Philly getting embarrassed as a sports town with Josh Hart cementing it with that quote at the end. A lot to do. And still a lot of time to do it. Plus your phone calls. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That is the number to join the conversation. It's After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.